What's up, guys? Welcome to the greatest podcast in sports betting entertainment. My name is Tanner Kern, certified G, bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. No G Money Grant Mitchell today, guys. We are solo, and we're talking Sweet 16. Got a bunch of big games coming up on Thursday and Friday night, and we're going to break them all down right here, right on the podcast. Again, we'll be back Friday with Grant talking some picks, but for today, we're going to break down some games. We're live on TikTok. We got a bunch of people coming in there, guys. If you are watching on TikTok right now, make sure you like that screen. Let's get some comments and some questions in here about the Sweet 16 games on Thursday and Friday night. Primarily going to focus on Thursday here because we do have that show on Friday, but we'll break it all down on the show, whatever you guys want to talk about. So make sure you drop those questions. Before we get into the games, the action, the picks, make sure you follow the page, subscribe, like, share, do it all, guys, on the channel. We're going to get it going right here, right now on Ride the Line. So we appreciate everyone watching. We are going to be moving over to a new YouTube channel soon. I'm not exactly sure when that transition is going to take place, but it will not be on the main page. It will be on a specific podcast page. So very excited about that. And if you do have any questions, make sure you shoot us a DM on the WSN Sports page if you don't know where to find us. Got some comments rolling in here, guys. Got a lot of people coming in on TikTok right now. Again, guys, we're talking about the Sweet 16 games for tomorrow and on Friday night. So if you have any questions, drop them in the chat. If you have any picks that you like, drop them in the chat and let's break it down. I'm going to move this over so I can see everyone joining and make sure you give me a follow as well, guys. So starting in hot, we're coming in with UConn and San Diego State. That is the first game, or that's the second game of the night, actually, but we'll break it down. We'll go in a region order. UConn versus San Diego State. Who's going to win this game, guys? Let me know in the comments. Got a ton of people on here right now watching. I love that. Make sure you follow the page. Strike it. Or what, Tanner, you're aging? It's stressful. What? You're aging? It's stressful? Come on, get out of here with that. Tanner looks great, man. Appreciate it, BBB. So anyways, guys, looking at this UConn game, and again, we'll get to NC minus four. What are we talking NC minus four? UNC minus four. UNC minus four. I am going to be on UNC minus four, but we'll break that game down a little bit. Let's start with UConn. Are you guys laying or are you taking the points here in this spot? So UConn is up to an 11.5 point favorite now. They were a 10.5 point favorite. I think it opened at 9.5. Are you guys laying or taking? Let me know in the comments. I'm going to be laying the points here with the Huskies. My biggest question in this game is, how is UConn going to handle Jaden Ledee? Ledee has been fantastic throughout the entire NCAA tournament. He's been playing better than pretty much anyone in the tournament right now. Had 32 points against UAB, 26 against Yale, shot 75% from the field against Yale. I know it wasn't the greatest Bulldogs defense, but he was still fantastic. He can win from the mid-range. He can win from deep. So Ledee is going to be a trouble spot for UConn. However, there's so many guys that UConn can go to answer whenever they need to, so I don't anticipate it being that much of an issue. I think it's going to take UConn a little while to get going in this game, but once they do, ultimately, I think they get the job done. Did you catch any fish in Tampa? I did not catch any fish, just went to a race. Got them winning the whole thing. Hit us with your best burp. I ain't got a best burp, man. Tanner looks great. Appreciate that, guys. So if you have any questions about UConn, make sure you drop them in, guys, and like. Let's get the stream up through the roof. So anyways, I'm going to be laying the points here with UConn. If you're looking at some player props, which I can't necessarily take because I am in Massachusetts right now, so player props aren't available, but I know Prize Picks have been huge throughout the entire NCAA tournament. Look for Ledee to have a big game. I think if anyone's going to have that big game for San Diego State, it's going to be him. Obviously, Tristan Newton, love the assist number, love the points number, whatever you're going to get there. The nation's leader in triple doubles. And then Klingon too. As long as Klingon doesn't get into foul trouble, a lot of people have asked me, how are you going to handle Donovan Klingon player props? He gets into foul trouble, so he's one that I would recommend staying away from. But obviously, blocks is huge. Had a huge block game in their last one. So look for blocks for Donovan Klingon as well. What's your thoughts on the Orioles this year? So yes, it's opening day tomorrow. So if you guys do have opening day questions, drop those in the chat as well. I have not been super high on baseball yet. Like, I need to get through the NCAA tournament. And I want to see how the first couple weeks play out in baseball before I get into that. But my thoughts on the Orioles are they're going to win the American League East. I truly think they're going to win the division. They're stronger than the Yankees, I believe, especially with the Garrett Cole injury. And the thing about the Garrett Cole injury, it's never like one thing, right? You can't look at Garrett Cole and be like, okay, he's going to come back in a month or two and he's going to be perfect. When you have problems with your elbow, that's bad. It's probably going to linger on more times than not. So I would take the Orioles to win the division at 2-1. UNC team total is 88.5. So let's get into that UNC game because we're gonna move down the bracket here. We'll skip over Illinois and Iowa State. We'll come back to that. But looking at North Carolina versus Alabama, I think for Carolina to win the game, they need to go over that team total. Just because you look at how strong Alabama is on offense, Alabama is going to score. Mark Sears has been fantastic all season long. He's going to push the pace. He's going to give them some trouble. He's coming off a game where he scored 26 against Grand Canyon. He scored 30 against the College of Charleston. Like, Alabama can go. They can score. The problem is with Alabama, they don't play a lick of defense. If you look at their KenPom rankings, they are fourth in adjusted offensive efficiency. They're 101st in adjusted defensive efficiency. Now, Carolina, 17th in offense, 6th in defense. Much more of a balanced team here. I still think Carolina is going to need to score. You look at what Alabama's done throughout the NCAA tournament. They have scored points. You look at what it's like teams. Well, it's a good example of a team like a Texas A&M, right? Like, I know they got eliminated, but that's a team that's going to score. Like, you need to bring your best kind of scoring game to beat these teams. I don't care how good a defense you play. So UNC team total, I would take the over on that, considering Alabama plays no defense. And I still think Alabama's going to push the pace and be able to score, guys. Keep liking the page, guys. Keep liking the screen. What are we doing? The likes have slowed down. I want it going through the roof. Again, we're live on YouTube, guys. If you want to watch the stream, replay it, get all the questions answered, see what happened, go to the Ride the Line YouTube channel, WSN Sports. You or him, I appreciate it, Coach. Mike Newsom, follow the page. Defense is effort, and they've turned up. It doesn't matter, though. That's the thing. Defense is effort. I still think Carolina is going to have to score. But I will take it. I think Carolina is going to push the pace. I think Alabama is going to push Carolina into a position where they're going to have to score because of their offense. I don't think it's going to come down to defense. I think this is going to be a high scoring battle. The total is set at, let's see. Total set at 173.5. That's very high. I was one of those guys in the last one with Alabama against Charleston where I'm like 173. There's a lot of things that have to go right for this total to get there. And I still took the under, and obviously that was a mistake. Do you smell it? Tanner is cooking. Tanner's cooking winners. Mark likes the hat. I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. New NFL kicking rule. Your thoughts? I think it's just the generation that we're moving in, right? Like, I think that's the game. It's sad to see, like, it makes a difference, but I think that's just the generation. We're going to see a lot of safety rules. Again, the hip tackle, all that stuff. Like, this is just the beginning of it, guys. And kickoffs are a very danger play, so that's why they did it. It's not because it's going to make the game more exciting. I don't think it makes the game more exciting. It does create more returns, but they're just returns at a small distance, which is obviously safer for the returners. So I would lay the points here with Carolina, guys. The biggest trend that you need to look at, there's 2 1-versus-4 matchups this weekend: Houston, Duke, and North Carolina versus Alabama. In 1-versus-4 games, the one seed is 12-2 straight up, 9-4 against the spread. 12-2 straight up, 9-4 against the spread. That's something to look at. MLG Jake, 13-25. Cincinnati Reds winning it all. No, they're not. There's no chance the Reds are winning it all. They're getting better. They're not winning it all. Nerfy Goat, what's up, Miguel? Nerfy start tomorrow, guys. We'll be doing some Nerfies. We got some fun stuff coming with the Nerfies. Ronnie Lott can never make it in today's NFL Flag League. A lot of guys couldn't make it in today's Flag League. That's what it comes down to. It's sad to see what the NFL is coming to because, again, you need to protect players. You need to keep the game safe. But we need to keep the safe and still keep it at football, right? Some days we get away from it being football. Guys, we've had like 1,000 people on the stream already today. We're at 605 likes. You guys need to tap the screen. At least get me to 1,000. Let's take this thing back up. So anyways, we got UConn versus San Diego State cover. We talked UNC, Alabama. Clemson versus Arizona, that would be my one upset pick. If I had to make one this weekend, taking the points with Clemson, I believe they are a 4.5-point dog. Unless something has shifted, let me see here. 7.5. Wow, okay, 7. I was way off. 7.5-point dog. I would take the 7.5 with Clemson here against Arizona. I would put it at 4.5 probably. I think they're playing very good basketball right now. And the thing about Arizona is they're going to go quiet from the field at some point with Caleb Love. We don't know when that's going to be. We've seen it at times throughout the season. Like, when Caleb Love isn't scoring, this Arizona team just isn't as dominant. He has not been great in the NCAA tournament so far. 35% from the field, 40% from the field, shot 25% from three against Long Beach State, shot 37.5 from three. That was pretty good against Dayton. But for Arizona to win, they need Caleb Love to be very dominant, right? And I just haven't seen that consistently. I think Caleb Love's a fantastic athlete. But taking the points here with Clemson's the move, I think this team plays a lot better team basketball. And ultimately, that's going to make the difference. I love what PJ Hall has been doing. He played really well against Baylor. Only had 11 points. Only shot 36% from the field, but was 75% from the free throw line. Got to the line. Played physical. Set the tone. Another guy Ian Schieffelin has been really good for them too. 11 points. He had 6 rebounds, shot 66% from the field against Baylor. The thing about Clemson is this is a true team basketball. And that's why I like them so much here. I would take those 7.5 points. I never miss TK live stream. This guy's know everything. Appreciate it, coach. Guys, appreciate it. Guys, go follow the coach. The coach, my guy. We do sell some picks together. If you guys ever want to get in on that, top link in the bio. Love the parlay. I got Final Fours, Purdue, Houston, UConn, plus 531. So that's an interesting market on DraftKings, guys. If you didn't see this video I did yesterday on DraftKings, that you can bet how many one seeds are actually going to get to the Final Four, right? So I believe if all four get there, it's 14-1. Again, that hasn't happened since 2008. Then 3 1 seeds to get there. I think that was like plus 800. Don't quote me on that, but it's on the DraftKings Sportsbook page. If you want to go check it out. 2 1 seeds was the most favored option to get there at plus 140. But I do think this is out of all the years that we've had of one seeds, like this is the year the one seeds are the strongest. We can say UConn's probably going to get there. We can say Houston's probably going to get there. I think Marquette could be, or NC State could beat Marquette, and then Houston finds a way to roll NC State. Purdue looks really good this season. And then over in the West, it's probably going to come down to North Carolina and Clemson. I'm thinking potentially they can win that game outright, or North Carolina, Arizona. Like realistically, we could have the 1-2 matchup everywhere. It's not crazy to think that based on how the bracket's coming out. I think the one upset spot would be NC State as the 11 seed against Marquette's 2 seed. Long time, no talk, Tanner. How the F have you been? What's up, bad gaming? How you doing, man? Been doing well. We're just on live this morning, usually on the podcast, guys. We do this podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the WSN Sports page. My co-host is not here today, so decided to turn the TikTok live on and get it going, and I appreciate it. Appreciate all the comments, everyone coming in here, talking some Sweet 16 basketball on Ride the Line. I'll have to check it out, not on DraftKings, on DraftKings Sportsbook page. DraftKings Sportsbook, I believe it's like 4 posts down now. Who you got in the Final Four? So my Final Four is very chalky. Very, very chalky. And I've said this, I'm kind of like on the Shannon Sharp Final Four. I think UConn's going to get there. I hope UConn gets there. I think Houston's going to get there ultimately out of the South. I think Purdue's going to get there too. Potentially Tennessee, that could be one spot where a 2 seed gets there. And then I have UNC getting there out of the West. So like it's chalky. I'm on the 1 seeds, but the 1 seeds are still alive. My Blue Devils shocking me, to be honest. So let's talk about the Duke game, guys. This is a good one to talk about here because of Bad Gaming's comment. Duke plays Houston. Again, Houston got taken to the wire by Texas A&M. Texas A&M's a very good 9 seed. They could score, and that gave Houston a lot of trouble. Ultimately, they found a way to win 195. But looking at Houston versus Duke, I like Duke in the sense of they have the talent, but the problem that I have with Duke, they don't really put it together, and they've seemed to put it together into the NCAA tournament. It's been very fun to watch. But I don't think you can count on McCain hitting as many shots as he did from three-point range again. I don't know if you can count on Kyle Filipowski having a freaking clear head, straight line, head down, eyes shut against a Houston team that's going to smack them in the mouth defensively. Duke can definitely win this game. Don't get me wrong, but I would probably lay the 4.5 points here with Houston from the perspective of, one, the trend, 12-2 straight up when one plays fours in the NCAA tournament, and then also 9-4-1 against the spread. I think Houston has experience too, but I'm not high on Houston. I think Houston always has issues. I think Houston's a team that can't necessarily win the big game, kind of like Gonzaga. But I still like them in this spot against Duke. I probably wouldn't play a bet here. I probably would just sit out, potentially put Houston in a parlay. Duke's too young. I agree. Duke's going to be good if they can maintain some guys. Obviously, Filipowski is probably going to go the NBA. Illinois is hot. I like Illinois. We'll talk about that game in a minute here. Is there baseball Friday? Yes, there is baseball on Friday. I think so. The Major League Baseball does it. I think they split. Half the games are Thursday for opening day. Half the games are on Friday, because if Thursday gets rained out, you can play on Friday. Tanner, where's that video on the one seeds? Video on the one seeds, four, go to the DraftKings Sportsbook Instagram and then go four or five posts down. It's got a front card that's got the odds. What was your biggest upset so far? Obviously, the biggest upset was Oakland. The biggest one I got right. Biggest one I got right here was James Madison, the first round against Wisconsin, the public team's upset. But NC State was one that I've called throughout the entire tournament. I've been high on them because they hurt me so bad in the ACC tournament. You won't find it on the DraftKings app. You got to go on the Instagram. What was your biggest upset? Yeah, so that would be the biggest upset that I've seen so far is NC State. And the one that I've called right. I did not call Oakland right. I had Kentucky. So can NC State win one more time? Definitely. I like the way NC State's playing. It's these teams. So you can look at like the Cinderella story, right? And I would call NC State a Cinderella team because they're an 11 seed, but they're still an ACC basketball school with a lot of talent. You can look at, I don't know, like Oakland. Oakland didn't really stand a chance. Duquesne, right? The teams, Oakland and Duquesne, are not good. They won a game. That doesn't mean they're going to continue to win. Where you could look at NC State and be like, well, this is an ACC school with a lot of talent that's playing really well at the right time. I can get behind them. I can't get behind a Cinderella like a Duquesne because obviously they got beat. NC State has all 26-year-olds, so maybe that's why they're good. You got DJ Horn, who's been fantastic from a scoring perspective. 29 points in the ACC championship game, 16 and 11. Has not been great from the field, but he's doing enough to get the wins. And then DJ Burns has just been fantastic inside. Like he's been tough to stop. I don't know how this dude, if you look at DJ Burns' numbers in the regular season, DJ Burns averaged 12.8 points, 4.1 boards in March Madness. So far, his past four games, let's say this ACC tournament and into the regular tournament, 19, 20, 16, and 24. I don't know how they haven't fed this kid all season. Tin Roof Sports, what's up, guys? Go follow Tin Roof Sports. Marquette is going to beat the brakes off of NC State. I disagree with that. I don't think they're going to beat the brakes off of them. I think Marquette has some flaws, and I think physically NC State can match up well with them. I would probably take the 6.5 with NC State. They're playing too good of basketball right now. I don't know if I'm going to the NFL draft, potentially still too early. We haven't really discussed that yet. Marquette's on fire because their main guard is back. Yeah. Tyler Colek's fantastic, but Marquette guys, I don't know if we can sit here. They beat Western Kentucky, beat the brakes off of them, but they struggled against Colorado and they didn't put Colorado away. And I would put NC State above Colorado with how NC State's playing. The fact that DJ Burns has come alive that much to a point where he's scoring 20 points a night, like that makes NC State a lot more dangerous. Marquette live bet second half of the game is close. I would agree with that. I think ultimately Marquette's probably going to pull this game out, but I would take the 6.5 with NC State. And when it comes to live betting, guys, all these games are great to live bet. Every game is great because there's always going to be a point in the game where you can live bet. There's always going to be a good spot to live bet one side. Like if you go into it and say, hey, I don't really know who's going to win this game, well, watch the first half and live bet it. You're probably going to have a good situation. And if you don't, you sit out and you don't lose money and you watch the game and then you move on to the next one. What's your thought on the Ohtani situation? I think the Ohtani situation is very interesting. I personally think with Ohtani that he had to know something was going on, right? He had to know something was going on. You can't tell me Ohtani translators took $4 million from him and he didn't know about it at all. And then there's videos of him like gambling in the dugout, like, you know, not gambling, but they're playing Pepper in the dugout and they're gambling. It seems like they're gambling on it. I think he knew something, whether he was trying to protect or whether he, you know, was part of it. I can't tell you that, but I think he knew something. And I would be shocked to think that he didn't know something. Which sports app do you use? I use them all. I don't know if it was him that's betting. I don't want to sit here and make accusations if it was him that's betting, but I think he knew about it for sure. And you're telling, he's got a lot of money to gamble. I don't know. You can't tell me his translator took $4 million. I know he's worth a lot of more money than $4 million, but you can't tell me he took $4 million and didn't notice it at all. I just can't. And I can't sit here and say that. Certain addictions do make people desperate to steal. Lots of agents steal. Yeah. I agree. I'm not saying they don't, and they could, but don't sit here and think Ohtani is not guilty at all. New rules in football. I think it's soft. It's going to be the biggest cover up in MLB history. And if there is going to be a cover up, and I'm not going to sit here and say Ohtani's, I don't know what happened. I personally think it's hard to believe that he didn't know about $4 million being taken from him. It's very possible. If MLB is going to cover up a situation, it's going to be this one because he brings so much money to the game, whether he had something to do with it or not. I think the kickoff's going to make for more action, bad gaming. We're changing football too much. That's what I think. Because we're going to get that, like in college, if we're going to change it, we need to be uniform across the board. In the NBA, betting on himself too. What was that? Who was that dude? So we get emails every day from DraftKings, like talking about the odds and the lines and the most bet player props and all that. the screenshot of that email talking about his under made the made like the USA Today or the Washington Post or something. I don't know. So that's what blows my mind. People and athletes betting on games when they're making so much more money than you could make gambling. Like, why? Why? And I know they get people get caught up with the wrong crowd and stuff, but just take your money. That even the NBA minimum, I don't know what his salary was, but the NBA minimum salary is $1.1 million. Take your $1.1 million. Take it. Take it. That's all you need to. Just take it. What's up, Lockup? Lockup just joined. Thoughts on the Steelers this season? I mean, good luck with Russ. Is he better? Does he make them a championship team? No. I think Steelers are a good team. They're probably going to make the playoffs and get eliminated. We'll also never understand NFL free agency. NFL free agency is better than MLB free agency because at least we know when it starts and when it ends, and we know people are going to get signed, and we know the top guys are going to go. But anyways, guys, let's finish these games up here. So we talked about NC State, Purdue, Gonzaga. I would be on Purdue here. I'd lay the points with Purdue. I think they're playing really well. The key to beating Purdue is you need to make Zach Edey move. You can't let him camp out under the rim. If they make a move, they have a chance. I just don't think this Gonzaga team is going to be the one to beat Purdue. Parlay, professional athlete salary. There you go. I guess so, Lockup. And then Creighton versus Tennessee. This is a tough one for me, but I think Tennessee's physicality is ultimately going to take them over the edge in this basketball game. So I would lay the points here with Tennessee against Creighton. If Creighton gets hot from the field, if they're knocking down their shots with Shireman and all that, yeah, they got a chance to knock out Tennessee. But ultimately, I think Tennessee is the more well-rounded physical basketball team. So I think they get the job done. Pirates going far this year, I think. I don't know if the Pirates are going far. I don't know. Far is a relative term, right? But yeah, basketball guys, those will be my picks. And again, we'll be back on here. On Friday, guys, talking more college basketball. Yeah, I mean, Baylor, Shireman, and Kalkbrenner, it's a good team, but they got to get hot from the floor. I don't think this Creighton team really likes physicality, and that's where Tennessee is ultimately going to find their edge in this basketball game. But anyways, guys, that was Ride the Line. Thanks for watching over on TikTok. If you want to watch the replay on YouTube, make sure you go to the WSN Sports page on YouTube. Talked a lot today. We talked MLB. We talked football. We talked college basketball. We got a ton more to talk about, guys, in the sports world coming up. So make sure you join us on Friday. That show will be live around 9 a.m. And then, of course, we'll be back on TikTok. Follow the page, guys. And we'll see you next time for another episode of Ride the Line.